Hello everybody and welcome back to Creativity in Progress. This is episode 11. I hope you're all doing really well. So just to pick up from last week's episode where I feel like I was in a little bit of a rut, and I don't really know why. I think sometimes we just might have a little bit of like some anxious days or some anxious moments. And obviously I feel like I've got a responsibility with this podcast and I didn't want to not record an episode, but I'm in a much better, happier, more like content place, I feel like, this week, even though this week has been so busy, but busy in a really, really positive way. And again, just trying to be grateful for the little things each day and the fact that I can get up and do a job that I love and speak to you all. And just, yeah, there's a lot to be grateful for. And I think sometimes you really have got to remember all the positive things and really celebrate each individual success as it comes. There's been a couple of things that have happened in my working life as well, which I'm not really, I don't want to give it any time of day, but I do think it's important to remind ourselves that not everyone is going to be nice on social media, and some people like to go out their way to cause other people or try and hurt other people and try and cause other people pain. And especially when it's to do with, like, I take my business very, very seriously, and when I feel like someone's trying to bring that down or they're trying to not be positive, then it does get to me a little bit, because I think, like, it's so ridiculous. Why would you try and bring someone else down who's trying to work hard? And a lot of the time when you get trolls and you get people who are chatting utter crap, to be honest, basically saying that work's photoshopped, that I don't have a proper business, that I'm trying to sell products to gullible people, and basically it's all a lie. When you get people like that, because it's inevitably bound to happen when you do photorealistic work, it can be really, really detrimental to mental health, especially if you're not in a good place. So, and it's laughable because, like, this comment that I kept getting, all these multiple different accounts of the same person basically telling me my work was photoshopped. And basically, as I said, I was like conning gullible people. And despite the fact that I had so many people reply to the comments and be like, I've literally done her masterclasses and she's got multiple videos online showing how she draws in real life, this guy wouldn't shut up and wouldn't stop. And kept coming back. So, like, about, I think we counted about 5 or 6 different accounts. And it was persistent and it's relentless, and I doubt it's going to stop now. And I don't really want to give it airtime on here, but I do think it's important to talk to you guys about it, just because it is a thing and I think it's important to discuss. But again, I think it got to me a little bit because I was like, how ignorant and how silly can you be when you literally have so much evidence? But sometimes people like to sit behind a keyboard and be absolute keyboard warriors, despite the fact that there are thousands of people who can vouch for my business and my work, and he is just one person. But these things do happen, and I think it's important to kind of acknowledge it. And if it's happened to you, just try and say, ride it out. You know, these people don't know what they're talking about, but it can be quite detrimental to, if you're not in a good place and you keep seeing these comments, it's like, for goodness sake, please just leave me alone now. Like, this is so relentless. But the subject that I want to talk about today, talking about comments and social media, is social media, which I know I've said that I was going to talk about, but I feel like there's so many different aspects and elements to social media and I didn't really know where to start. I could probably cover a lot of different episodes, and on here I will just break down, I think in today's episode I'm just going to talk about the uses of social media for creatives, and then in time obviously we can go into it and talk about different things. And if you've got any questions or anything you want to know, then obviously then let me know. I've literally made no notes for this episode because I feel like social media is something that I tend to think I know a little bit about without having to sort of really think about it. So I'm going to talk about the main platforms and their uses and how I use them and how I would recommend you using them as well. I could really, really take a deep dive, and maybe I will take a deep dive into each platform if needed, but this is going to be sort of like a bit of a summary. So I'm going to start off, and well, I'm going to go through Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and YouTube. And I think they're going to be sort of like the main five, because that's the main five that I tend to use. I use obviously some much more than I do others, but they are sort of the main platforms that I tend to have, again, well, that I sort of promote my business through. So the first one, I think the one that most of us use is Instagram. And Instagram is obviously, all these platforms change on a daily basis. And I do tend to see some people saying, oh, the algorithm isn't working for me, or my business reach has dropped, and or my page reach has dropped. And I think this does happen, and you've got to be aware that what works one moment isn't necessarily going to work in the next moment, and things that worked 2 years ago definitely isn't working anymore. And you've got to be aware, and you've got to be adaptable, and you've got to be able to change with the times and depending on trends and things like that. But when it comes to Instagram obviously started as a photo sharing platform, which has now heavily gone into more video content. And you can still obviously post photos, and I still recommend posting photos, but the main thing is with Instagram is there has been a real, in my opinion, change. In about a year ago, you could post videos of you just a drawing coming together, and it would gain quite a lot of traction. I think the thing that people want to see is authenticity, and that's the thing that's going to stay with this whole episode, is people want to see the more unfiltered side of business, of life. They want to see more reality, because people are so used to having a created feed on their social media, seeing like perfection, seeing things that that aren't necessarily real life. And I think people are quite sick and tired. So the reels and the videos and the content I see performing the best is when people are either talking on their reels, or they're showing themselves and they're actually putting the personality and they're putting themselves behind their work, and they're actually showing more kind of like behind the scenes stuff, and they're building that bond, they're building a relationship with their audience. Because as soon as you go onto social media, obviously the app is designed to, or any social media app is designed to try and keep you on the platform for as long as possible. So you kind of need to grab the viewer's attention, and the way that your views will go up is if you can kind of hook them in the first couple of seconds. And you can do this by, I've seen a lot of people sharing their faces before their work, or themselves, and say, and pin almost like a little hook caption saying like, I don't know, dogs I've drawn this month, and then going into the photos and videos, or my favorite thing to draw is, or you know, whatever it may be. You will have to do some research and see what sort of content suits you and suits your style. But I think that is the best way to consistently and be growing on Instagram, is by using reels. And consistency is key. It doesn't mean you have to post every day, but the content you're posting, make sure that when you're photographing and when you're taking videos of your works, make sure that you're not taking it under false lighting. Make sure that you're taking it in I would recommend in daylight. Make sure your camera's clean. Especially, I use my iPhone, but every time I go to take a photo or a video of my work, I will always make sure my camera is clean on the back, because it makes a massive difference. I would also suggest taking more portrait shots of your work rather than landscape, because what you want to be doing is taking up the most amount of someone's screen to really grab their attention. When you see landscape, when you see small like landscape style photos on Instagram, they're not big enough to really grab people's attention, and therefore people don't really necessarily stay. People don't stay, the algorithm won't think and won't sort of like push it out to other people. So I think the thing is find your style with your content. Find the things that work well for you, things that you're confident with doing, whether it is talking behind your stories, whether it's all reels, whether it's putting yourself out there. Again, you don't need to you don't need to really put yourself out there too much. You just need to show the personality, a little bit of your personality and a little bit of the person that you are and who you are and who your clients are, sort of, or who your audience is getting to know or who is behind the work. Again, it is building that personal brand. It's building that relationship. And when you are a creative, you are your own brand. You are your own personal brand. And people don't only buy the artwork, they more buy into you. So they want to understand who you are and the person. Like, I guarantee if I didn't share my story or my a little bit more behind the scenes of who I am as a person, a lot of you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast. You would, if I just showed my artwork and didn't show anything else, then the chance that this, you know, this podcast wouldn't get the audio listens or whatever that it does get. And that is purely because I've tried to show up and be a little bit consistent. Obviously, I'm not saying, as I said, post every day. I'm just saying when you do post, just post the most consistently. And maybe if you are having a good day where you feel really confident, batch create some content, and or batch create the hook. So get yourself ready and then create, I don't know, the first 5 seconds of different videos. Or if you're really proud of a piece, then a lot of people are doing like those like reveals where they show themselves and their work, and then you turn around and be like, revealing my latest artwork. Again, those videos are doing really well at the moment, but just remember that things will change and just be prepared to adapt and change as you see different trends emerging, and be very, very conscious of and watch your analytics as well. I think that's another thing. Just see what's performing well for you. And what people are really responding to. I think the thing is with Instagram, it's a very, very broad audience, and it's a very broad platform. Whereas with Facebook Reels, videos do okay, but from my personal experience, photos and actual images tend to do better. And I feel like Facebook is very much building more community, whereas Instagram is, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe Instagram. But I feel like Facebook is definitely more of a community. I can definitely speak to my audience and build more relationships. And I feel like people, maybe it's because it's a slightly, I would say, older generation, the most people who are on Facebook rather than Instagram, but they definitely respond and they definitely comment a lot more. And they're actual, I can see they're real people. And I think that's the difference with Instagram. Of course, there are real people and there are a lot of real people, but Instagram is a lot more private. It's probably not the right word. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like there's a lot more like realness from the comments. And especially when you, on a Facebook page or a Facebook account, you've got like top fan if they respond a lot to you. And people would leave genuine comments. Whereas on Instagram, it's just a lot of emojis, in my opinion. So yeah, really work on building an audience. Speak to your client. Speak to your community. Ask them questions and show them you. Tell them about you. Tell them about your work. People love to find out more about you. And yeah, build that community. Build that relationship through your posts. I think, again, it's about showing the more authentic side and more real side to you and who you are and the reason why you do what you do. When it comes to YouTube, let's do YouTube next. Again, YouTube is a brilliant platform for long form content and for building a more trusted and loyal fan base. But you can drive, obviously, traffic from Instagram, from Facebook to YouTube. And again, in that longer form content, whether you want to do a day in the life, whether you want to show people what you're drawing, whether you want to, you know, talk to people or show them things or do a product review. Again, it's that longer form content that is going to show people and it's going to help build your brand and build that relationship. Like for example, I don't have to do the video form on here, but I feel like me speaking to a camera and speaking to you, if you're listening and watching on YouTube, it helps build that community. It builds our relationship. It I can respond to comments, whereas on the podcast platforms like Spotify and Apple, I can't reply to the comments. I don't think anyway. I've tried. I've had a look, but it's not really there, whereas obviously on YouTube I can. And again, it's about building that community and you can see me and we can have a bit of a more candid chat. So again, it's about sort of like knowing what works well for you, if you're not massively confident with putting yourself on camera, because again, it can be really, really difficult. But one of the things that I really like to do when I was not, didn't have the best and the most amount of confidence, is I would put a camera on, you could even use your phone, and have a little bit of a chat whilst I draw. So people could, and it would be like almost like a podcast where they could watch you work, but also you have a bit of a chat, build that community, talk about the different subjects. And again, it's all about creating that authentic, real side to you and who you are, and sharing that more vulnerable personal side that people really would like to know about you, and the person who is behind your work. So, and with YouTube as well, obviously with all platforms there are abilities to monetize. With YouTube, from my recollection, I think you need to have 1,000 subscribers and you need to have 4,000 hours of watch time, I think, and you've got to do that in a year. But that is quite easy to do if you do those videos where you are talking to the camera behind your work, or you know, you're drawing and having a real-time draw with me and showing people how you work. And again, it's that longer form content that's going to help build relationships. Not all of us are confident with doing a day in the life, not all of us want to show our lives to the nth degree, but there are a lot of people who are brilliant at sharing their lives and as artists, and I would recommend Shannon. I will tag her in the show notes below, and also on YouTube. Shannon Mullen. I think her YouTube, let me have a look. Her YouTube is at Shannon Mullen. And as I said, I'll tag that in the show notes. She does the most beautiful, raw, authentic vlogs. And she's just such a lovely person. And I think watch her content, because it is quite inspirational in terms of showing that she's not trying to be anyone. She's not. She's just so real and so authentic. And I just love her content. So that is someone that I would really highly recommend if you're looking at showing more behind the scenes of your work. Give her account a little watch, because again, she does a really, really good job at vlogging her life in a really authentic, honest way as an artist. And then of course you've got TikTok from there, and TikTok is a relatively new platform for me and for a lot of us as well. I was of the impression up until about 2 years ago that TikTok was mainly children and kids dancing and doing these little trends and stuff. But obviously TikTok has grown massively and people are really, really promoting and selling their businesses on TikTok and doing really, really well off the platform. Now, the difference between TikTok and Instagram, I feel like the content that works really well on TikTok doesn't necessarily work really well on Instagram. Well, it didn't up until recently. So I feel like with TikTok, it's definitely much more personal. You can get some really close up videos of people talking or telling a story. And I feel like TikTok's much more of a storytelling platform. And again, it's not really something I'm massively confident with doing. So when you take some content that you would put on Instagram, I don't necessarily feel that, of course, like repurpose it to multiple different platforms, and I think that's a really, really key thing to do. But if you really want to grow on TikTok, I think the best thing to do is to integrate some more really personal, some storytelling, some, you know, showing people, talking to your audience, showing them the more authentic, real, honest side to, like, it's almost like, I think I've watched someone say a while back, view TikTok like Instagram stories. It is the behind the scenes, it's the less polished feed. It's the more like just chatting away in your car kind of content. And again, it's that real, authentic, honest side that will really help you grow on TikTok. So show people your work, of course, but show more behind the scenes. I feel like with that platform, people either love it or they hate it. I think as an artist, I've personally found it quite a difficult platform, but that's because I'm not the most confident putting myself on camera, and I'm not the most confident person when it comes to actually putting myself really out there that much. But I feel like if you have got a personality and you are good at storytelling and you are good at sort of hooking people in and showing them yourself and your work, you're willing to be brave and vulnerable, you will do really well off the platform. But again, look for trends, look for things that are performing really well for people. Again, I think it all comes down to just doing a little bit of market research around your industry and the field you want to work in. If you put in on the TikTok search engine colored pencil drawings and you go to the first, you know, videos that perform really well in the past month, just see what those sort of people are doing and see. Again, I think one of the things, and I will say this across all social media platforms, is really be aware of your audience and who you're trying to grow to. If you're trying to get pet portrait commissions and you are trying to grow your client base, tagging and showing content that is going to be relatable to other artists probably isn't going to be the right thing to do. Showing videos of you drawing multiple different breeds of dogs and showing the reference photo against your drawing and maybe doing a side-by-side comparison, or it's really speaking to your desired audience. So for me, I don't tend to do that many commission work, that much commission work anymore. I'm definitely more in my teaching era, so I like to show more of like the masterclass side of things, because and share more of my work that's going to relate to other coloured pencil artists or people who want to learn the coloured pencil. Whereas if you're trying to grow as a pet portrait artist, then what sort of content do you think your audience will want to see? Where are they hanging out? What sort of platforms are they using? What content are they watching? How can you integrate some of that content into the what you're posting? Because again, a lot of the time when we are just posting pure artwork and we're posting pure works, like works in progress or videos about our work, we tend to just attract other artists because we tend to be quite curious about each other's work. So how can you speak to your desired audience? And again, that goes across all social media platforms. And again, you can definitely build and you can definitely grow a really loyal big fan base with TikTok, but the algorithm definitely works in a different way. So when you've got, obviously you can follow people, but unless you're watching that following sort of feed, you just get given a lot of different content and a lot of different videos. So again, it's really chucking different content onto that platform and seeing what works for you. Whereas with Instagram, I feel like people who follow you will want to see and build that same sort of content, that same the things that are working well for you. Whereas on TikTok, it's a lot more, you know, you could post, I think there was like, I watched a thing once where it was sort of like 70% show that your product and what you're trying to promote. So like for me, it would be my colored pencil artwork. And then 15% of the time would be some really random wacky content just to show some more authentic side. So whether it's, I say weird and wacky content, whether it's taking Charlie for a walk or showing some, you know, a funny dog reel. And then the other side would be a more personal side to me and my business. And you know, some more personal things, so like me go like whether it's going to the gym or it's just actually building that little bit of foundation layer that's gonna help people understand the person behind the artwork, but more than that, behind the artwork, the business, and actually who I am at my core. So what else do I enjoy? Because again, it's about building that community, building that network of people who can see every single side of your business and you. And I think the last platform that it is a social media platform, but it's also not. I do think it's worth talking about, especially as it's someone that goes quite unnoticed a lot of the time, would be Pinterest. Now, Pinterest is almost like an evergreen search engine. It's a visual search engine. It's not really a social media platform. So the beauty with Pinterest is you can put an idea pin, which is a video, or you can actually put an actual pin and you can put your content behind it. So you can repurpose your content from TikTok, from Instagram, from Facebook onto Pinterest. you can pin, you can obviously, yeah, put it up there, write your captions, write your tags, do your SEO behind it. There's so many videos about Pinterest SEO online and Pinterest podcasts, so just give it a listen. And of at first, it's almost like I want you to think of it like a really, really slow, gradual, line that's going to very, very slowly go up. Because at first, it's not like Instagram where all of a sudden you'll get a post that go viral. In time, as the algorithm starts to pick it up, people will start to view your content. And the beauty with Pinterest is you can create direct links from your post straight to your wherever you want your audience to go. So for me, it would be probably to my website to buy a masterclass, or to of a commission work, or whichever or whatever I'm promoting on that post. But for the most part, the beauty of Pinterest is it's not like other social media platforms where if you post something, then like 2 days later, it's so far down people's feeds and they're never going to see it again unless they go on your profile. Pinterest is evergreen, which means that if your post has performed well, or if people search the right things to do with your the words that you've used behind your SEO, then your post will still appear, and it can appear like 3, 4, 5, 6 years down the line. So I had a post that I posted about 3 years ago, which is now performing really, really well on there. Whereas if I post something now, it might take about 7 months to pick up, but all of a sudden you might get a lot of traffic in one hit where a post has gone done really well on Pinterest. You don't have to spend more than about, I would say, half an hour a week on Pinterest to really start making some traction. And again, it is such a brilliant source of traffic to wherever you want people to go. I use Pinterest so much for visual, like search engine, or not visual search engine, but visual like mood boards, when I like to create mood boards and stuff. And again, you go down, you can see that this person had posted that content like 4 years ago, but it's still appearing in the first thing when I searched that one thing that I was looking for. So it is a real good evergreen like visual search engine, but it doesn't really work the same way as any other social media platform. So I would really, really recommend starting to put your work on Pinterest. I would recommend creating a business account where you can track your analytics. And again, you don't have to post all the time. You don't have to post consistently. I haven't posted on Pinterest for a couple of months now, but I still get, I think when I last looked, about 50,000 impressions a month. So I have 50,000 people viewing my work, and that's, or viewing my page on Pinterest. And I literally haven't posted on there for about 3, 4 months at this point. Just purely because, again, it's one of the platforms when I get stressed that seems to drop off. But because it's evergreen, it doesn't really matter. I can pick it up whenever. And obviously the more content you have on there, and if you leave it for a while, that content's still gonna get found, and you're still gonna be promoting your business even when you're not physically doing the work. I really hope this episode has been a very, very light introduction to how I use social media and the platforms that I would recommend and how to lightly use them. If anyone has any questions, or you'd like me to take a deep dive into anything and actually do a lot of research and to not have it so much as a candid sort of chat about social media, let me know, because I'm more than happy to take a deep dive into Instagram and how to run it, or how to do different things, or whatever you would like me to talk about. As always, this platform is, or this podcast is, for you and for me to try and help you both with your creative business, but also with any sort of ups and downs that we might be facing as creatives along the way. So I really hope you found this episode useful. I really hope you're doing okay. It's a beautiful day here today, so I'm gonna go and take Charlie out, I think, in a minute. Just have a very relaxing rest of my weekend. And I will speak to you again next week. As always, thank you so much for being here. I really hope you have enjoyed this episode and you found it useful. And I will talk to you again next week. As always, lots of love. Take care. Bye.